So I know you already did the first round interview and we got a lot of questions, but this year we had a lot of strong candidates. We did actually run into a tie situation, so we'll be hopefully getting answers to you soon.
Community service is like really important in my family and to me because my mom had cancer, so I love to help out with that. For example, working with organizations like cancer foundations, I think it just makes a difference and puts a smile on their face and shows that young kids can also strive to help change the world.
2 or 3 years ago, I used to teach third graders how to read, and that was something that I struggled with back then too, because I never really had teachers that taught me anything, so it was real hard. And so I would help them read, I would teach them things, and it was just good to see them grow, and see them learn, see their capability if they were given the opportunity.
When I saw the scholarship, I just thought, like, it would mean everything. It would mean, like, hope that I can go to college and not have to worry so much about how me and my family will pay for it.
Like, education is the path to, like, improve life, and it's hard, it's expensive, and when you don't have the money, sometimes you can't do it, and this scholarship will provide me opportunities that I wouldn't have without it.
Well, great. So I think I have a couple more questions. I think we're going to try to switch it up and bring in one of the panelists. So I don't know if you want to switch it up and get them in. So congratulations, you are the winner. We made the decision already.
No way.
Seriously?
Yes, this is real.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations.